Oh! Bae! Bae! Baby, see my phone?
What are we doing here?
Let me show you something.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's your host, Ace. Welcome to Ace at Night podcast. It's been a minute since I've done a podcast, but guys, I want you guys to bear with me while we get through today's topic. Today's topic is about Derrick Jackson, a relationship guru. And firstly, I want to say, yes, I am judging him. I am judging everybody in this situation. I am a Christian. However, I am human. And that's what we do as people. We're not perfect, and nobody is perfect, but today I am judging him and everybody that is involved in the situation. And like I said, let's move forward from there. Derrick Jackson is known as a relationship guru. He comes off and he tells these women, you're beautiful, you're attractive, you need to know your self-worth. Also, dogging out other guys who are giving everything that they need to give into a relationship. When a guy's in a relationship with a woman and he loves her and he respects her, then he needs to treat her as such. If you're dating a woman and you are pursuing her for long term and you guys are getting along together, then let that be your woman. However, if you're going to be that way and if you're going to say all these great things about what a man is and tear down what a man isn't and give out relationship advice, then I believe that you should live by those words, because now you're creating a standard for yourself. And a lot of women are hurt right now because they believe in Derrick Jackson. Derrick Jackson became the epitome of what a guy is supposed to be in a relationship. See, my lady flat out told me that she listened to him. Everything that he said, she listens to Derrick Jackson. All right. So that means he comes into other people's relationships, because when women hear something and they feel like, okay, this is the standard, now they take that into their relationship and it affects things that go on in their relationship. Like if a woman has not been treated with chivalry and they want a door open and Derrick say, hey, you guys should open the door, you guys should put red carpet down, they're listening to it. He also sold books. He's major popular on social media. The sky's the limits for this guy, because he's giving out positive vibes. However, he's not living by it. So I'm judging him. I'm saying, you know, shame on you for being a master manipulator and not living by your words. When I looked at him, I had never really listened to him like that, because his message was not for me. You know, it was for the ladies. That's the platform that he built it on. So I never listened to him. But when I saw him, I was like, this is like the homie back in like 18, when I was like 18 and 19, we was on college campus, and the first thing we said was, where them hoes at? You know what I'm saying? And your homeboy would be like, man, they over there, they going to the Q party, they going to the Kappa party, man, they going to be live tonight, you know, we going to go to Miami, we going to go to spring break. He come off to me as one of those guys, but they're just older now. You know, back when I was in school, we used to have this Kappa that used to pick girls up in the back of the dorm, and we used to see that car after the club pull up and pick up three or four women, and just, you know, he just did his thing. He was cool dude, you know, shout outs to him or whatever. I'm not going to call his name out because now he's married now. But this guy does not live a hypocritical lifestyle by telling females like, hey, you deserve this type of man, but does not give his own woman the respect that she deserves. You know, his wife does not deserve to be embarrassed out here in the world, because everybody knows what happened. You know, like, it's gone viral. And, you know, it's a few parts that I do want to address to this situation. With Derrick being the master manipulator, shame on you. I hope that you pray and you get the forgiveness from your wife, your family, and that you and your wife heals from this, and that you guys are able to move forward. Because yes, it's going viral on social media. Yes, we are judging your life. And yes, we're going to talk about it, because this is the platform that you got on. And you pretty much, you called out all the dudes out here in a relationship. You told women what to strive for. That's what you did. You chose to do that, and for some reason, you know, you gained popularity and you pretty much hit a different height, man. You know, like, your success level is very, very high. It's sad to see you fall as a black man, as a black married man, because, like, we do need to establish a stronghold and have a healthy outlook on marriage, because the youth is definitely looking up to these relationships and getting married and seeing that positive influence in their life, you know. So I don't think that what you did as far as, like, your platform was 100% wrong, because somewhere out there you did affect a woman in a way where maybe she had low self-esteem, maybe she was in a breakup, maybe she was in a horrible situation, and she listened to your words and she was able to address the toxic male that was in her life and challenge him to uphold those standards. And maybe she's living better off based on your words, but definitely not by your lifestyle. There's a lot of women that have not achieved relationship goals, and they're still out here looking for the man that you painted out to be the dude that they need. Also, I want to address another thing in this podcast. I want to talk about women that are toxic. I want to talk about the toxic femininity that exists in this world that is not being addressed at all. We have women out here that are living off of the power of attraction. There's something about a woman attraction that can woo and slay the mightiest man. There have been kingdoms that have failed because of an attractive woman have come and basically seduced the king, and the king, you know, go crazy and loses everything. You know, this is an old story, but it's very relevant in today's sense. The woman that is in question, I don't know her name, but apparently she wanted to out him. This toxic femininity felt like she can actually obtain this guy, and she knew that he was married, okay? She knew what platform that he had, which was a relationship guru. She knew about his wife. She had an entanglement, like Jada Pinkett said. She had a full-out side piece relationship with him, and she felt entitled to access a married man. This is toxic femininity at its highest peak, because a woman knows that she is attractive. A woman knows when she has a curvy body. She knows what her eyes look like. She knows, based on a lot of comments that guys give them, a lot of comments that their female friends give them, the validation that they get on social media. A man can try to build a platform on Instagram, and he might get 1,000 followers or less based on the niche that he actually chooses. And it can be great quality work. But an attractive woman can get on Instagram and post one picture and say living life, and she will get 30,000 followers because she is attractive. So the power of attraction is very, very powerful. And don't let a woman make a twerk video showing off curves. She gonna get 100,000 followers in less than a week. So the power of attraction is very, it's a very sacred power that a woman possess. You know, a woman can do a lot of things based on just what they look like. It's they have the validation based on their looks. Now, not taking away from a woman's brain, because women are very smart, they're very articulate. Matter of fact, black women in this country had the highest graduation rate, and they run around here with college degrees. It's, you know, it's us as black men, we have to get our stuff together and bring more to the table. And that's what women have been asking. They're like, okay, this dude is attractive, but what else can you bring to the table? Hence the fact that women are always asking the dude, are you financially stable? Because 9 times out of 10, a woman does have a college degree. They are working towards something. This is a known statistic that black women do hold the most education in America that we know right now. So I want to talk about this Jezebel spirit, you know, that a lot of these toxic females have. She her and him met somehow. He end up communicating with her. She knew that he was married, and he was able to gain access to her. However, a woman chooses who she has relations with. A man don't. So she allowed this activity to go on, and then whatever happened between them, now she wants to out him. This is going to affect Derek Jackson's financial future. It's going to affect his family financial future. It's going to affect his reputation. It's going to be really, really hard for him to bounce back in this cancel culture that we live in. We live in a society where people say one thing and do another, and nobody wants to be held accountable for their actions. And of course, we're all going to click like. We're all going to make our comments on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We're going to make TikTok videos about it. And yes, we're going to judge you because, yes, this is the land of social media. Am I perfect? Nope. Pray that none of my dirt get out. But his dirt has gotten out, and we're talking about it. So back to this Jezebel spirit. This woman penetrated his life. She's affected his livelihood. And now she's going to go off, have a hot girl springtime and a hot girl summer, and meet some other guy and continue this toxic behavior and say there's no good guys in the world. I believe that Derek Jackson could possibly be a good guy. You know, apparently he got married and he's doing well for himself. So he put some kind of positive energy in the atmosphere. But he has made a decision that has been catastrophic to his life. It's been catastrophic to his life. So for the next person that go out here and you want to tell people about themselves and you want to give advice, if you're not living by that, don't get out here and do it. Don't get out here and say one thing and do another. Try not to be hypocritical. And if you do fall short, just know what's going to happen to you. You know, we're going to be out here. We're going to talk about it. We're going to make memes about you. And we're going to address the situation. So, I'm going to end the podcast right there. This is my reaction to his apology video. And it was some stuff I did see in the video, you know, with him rubbing her hand. I was like, why are you rubbing your wife's hand? And why does she got a bunnet on, you know? And my lady, she said that, you know, his lady seemed like she may be defeated. And there's no telling what type of pressure she's actually going through, you know. This situation can be very traumatic for his wife. Like, I really, his wife is the biggest victim in this whole situation. When the whole world finds out that a man is being unfaithful to his wife, I'm sure that she is hurt and she needs time to heal. And if this was over a year ago, to bring up old things, it opens up an old wound. You know, I know she might seem like she is healed, but I'm pretty sure this stuff is being played over and over. And it's not in the back of her head. It's in the front of her head. Like, oh, my God, you know, this is the guy who I went in front of God and my family and had, you know, this whole marriage with. And we're not, you know, it's taking the turn for the worse. So, you know, to his wife, I want to pray for you. I hope that you heal from your trauma. I hope that you move forward. I'm not going to wish that you and him break up. I want you guys to stay together personally, but that's going to be on your choice. That's going to be on you. I'm not giving advice because I ain't him. But, you know, I like to see black love, and if you can get through it, you know, get through it. Maybe you guys can do some counseling and therapy or something like that. But I know that this trauma on you is going to be a lot. So I do want to say that, I will keep you in my prayers and pray that you heal from your trauma. To Derek, like I said, I am judging you, man. Also, I do want to pray for you and your healing, and I hope that you make better decisions moving forward. If you're going to continue to do relationship advice, definitely live by what you're doing moving forward. And hopefully your followers and people that were believing in you can regain your trust one day, and that you can continue giving messages that are positive, because apparently it's some kind of calling on your life, because you were able to reach so many people. So it has to be a calling on your life somewhere, and you made a decision that has led you here. I would say don't let this adversity get you down. But I will say you do need to learn from the situation. Don't continue to make the same decision and going down this path. And, you know, the road to recovery is going to be based on you, your wife, and where God wants to lead you guys. And, you know, I'm going to end on that note. You guys, until next time, deuces.